Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back. Chucky's come to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. As always, brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. I'm Jean-Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cake Sawville, Eric Bickle, and Jason Bishop. Remember, you can always hit that rewind button on the Raider.com app. The rewind feature is fantastic. The opening of the show was heavy for about an hour and a half, almost 2 hours. We talked about the protests, the riots, everything that's going on, took a lot of calls. But right now, we're looking for a little diversion. We will talk to Antonio Daniels about that coming up at 9:20, and you can check out his tweet, which I thought was very powerful, at Junks Radio on Twitter.
Can you read? You want to read his tweet again?
Hold on a second. It's take me a second.
I don't remember
it up.
When you
and
said
it's, some of it is religious, but... you know, he's talking as a person of color. He says, I'm angry that this is America. I'm angry when people that don't look like me become silent. I'm angry that people will see my skin and not my heart. I'm angry that we choose to avoid uncomfortable conversations. I'm angry that me and my wife must eventually have the talk with our 2-year-old son. I'm angry that my wife cries when she prays for me, our son, and our family and friends because her heart hurts. I'm angry because these thoughts keep me up at night. I'm angry how easily injustice is excused. I mean, it's a long, it keeps going. I don't know if you want me to read the whole thing, but we'll talk to Antonio about it coming up at 9:20. Like I've said throughout the show, he's one of our favorite guests, usually because he's just passionate talking about basketball. He's the color commentator for the Pelicans now, and usually we talk to him about Zion Williamson.
Well, hopefully we can talk to him about that as well.
Yeah. But we booked him because
I know
he's given his perspective. Obviously, he's done very well for himself in his life, but he still probably has had a lot of these incidents in his life. So we'll talk to him about that at 9:20.
All right. We'll try to switch gears here if we can and shake it up a little bit. It's interesting. I mean, Drabby thinks I should do the Jake Paul story, which is related to all of the incidents here over the last few days. Jake Paul, I guess, you know, he's that YouTube star. He had that big boxing match. He and his brother Logan Paul are massive stars on the internet. And he was photographed or filmed recently. He was filming himself in the middle of the Arizona Mall there in Scottsdale and while the looting was going on. And people are like going, what's going on? He has issued a statement, though, and he said he nor anyone in his group was engaged in looting or vandalism. In fact, he said he spent the day peacefully protesting, but at one point they were being tear gassed, I guess, to leave. And he was just, I guess, filming what was happening as they were forced to keep moving on foot. So I find it hard to believe that Jake Paul, who's probably worth $50 million, is going in there and smashing and grabbing purses. And I find it hard to believe that he was encouraging that behavior. But he was in the middle of it, so I guess he's had to answer for it on some level. So take that for whatever it's worth if you're a Jake Paul fan. Those guys are kind of controversial. They constantly find themselves in trouble.
Not a Jake Paul fan at all.
I mean,
why are you laughing?
It's the qualifier you put on it.
Because you said if you're a Jake Paul fan.
Yeah. Well, I mean, is anybody here a Jake Paul fan?
No, of course not. How could I be?
Yeah, but they have 100 million followers or whatever they have. I mean, they're unbelievably
slightly
popular.
More than John Paul has.
Yeah.
And Money Metal Cakes has.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, I don't know who is.
I would know Jake Paul if he came into my bedroom and kicked me in the stones.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it Logan Paul is his brother? I just know the big
I know Logan Paulson.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. We know him.
You know he's a big what, Chippy?
They're both like big blonde guys, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
That's really all I know. That is my file on the Paul brothers.
Good boxers.
They're good boxers?
Well, they're decent. They're the guys who put on the boxing.
They put on the big fights. Yeah, I watched one of them. I don't think I watched Jake. I think I watched the older brother. The Logan, right? Isn't Logan the older brother?
Yeah.
I don't know. Kylie Jenner's in the news, and I thought this was kind of juicy, and then I read more about it. So remember how Forbes magazine had her like this billionaire status?
Yep.
And I can't remember. I guess the idea was a lot of controversy that said she was the first sort of self-made billionaire woman or something.
Right.
And got a lot of attention for that. And now they're saying, and of course people said, well, how could she be self-made? She's just a reality TV star. A lot of hating. But now they're saying she's not a billionaire, that they were fudging the numbers a little bit. And I was like, oh, this is good.
They're cooking the books?
Maybe. But then they're claiming, first of all, that it's just Forbes that claimed that. They never did. And they're also, I think even Forbes is acknowledging that she might be worth $900 million, not a billion. Well, okay. What's the big? I mean, come on. I mean, she's still worth $900 million.
Still an impressive figure.
They just rounded up. That's all.
I mean, who knows? And then you can get caught into the weeds here of sort of like the different numbers and the percentages and the margins and how much they're actually making. But even Forbes is acknowledging that she's probably worth $900 million, not a billion. Still, nevertheless, there are some legal eagles that have suggested that she could face some sort of like jail time or something over maybe falsifying some tax documents potentially. I don't know if that was done intentionally or if there were just some errors made. Who knows? The family, of course, has said that they never claimed that she was a billionaire. So who knows?
She probably was before the pandemic, before the stock market crashed.
That hurt everybody, didn't it?
That hurt everybody.
Even the billionaires.
So see, she probably had a bill before that. She's on her way back.
She'll be okay. I think she's going to be all right in the long run.
I think she can live off whatever she's got in the bank.
So we've done this story before, and I guess maybe there have been a few incidents, but apparently ABC is concerned, and we've talked about it before, about how much Ryan Seacrest does. This guy's got 9 million jobs. He's got American Idol. He's got his radio show. He does the show with Kelly Ripa. He produces a bunch of that crap that's on E!, any award show he's involved in. And I guess on the May 17th American Idol finale, we talked about it afterwards, people were concerned that maybe he was having a stroke on air because his eye was droopy. And
welcome to the club. My eyes are droopy every single day on this show.
He was tripping over his words. But I guess something has happened again. I think maybe it's happened multiple times, and he's taken time off. So who knows? He claims he's simply suffering from exhaustion. But who knows? I'm not a doctor. I have no idea. I am only a doctor on Corona. That's I am a complete expert on, but I'm not an expert on Ryan Seacrest's eye twitching.
Dr. E. Bizzle checking in.
Yes. Let me see.
Here's when your eye twitches, when you don't sleep enough. Okay, I can diagnose that because it happens to me almost every single day.
Does your eye twitch?
Sometimes. Yeah. Usually the left eye. Usually this one. Right one, not so much. Left eye, some twitchiness.
I can, if I hold something weird, I can get like a, what would you call that?
A tremor?
Like a tremor almost. Really? My hand will go like, yeah. If I hold something in an awkward position, I can get like lose control. And I go, oh, there you go. That's the beginning of the end right there.
Wow. I hadn't heard of that. Yeah. I didn't know that was a new affliction for
you. No, it's something I've had for a while.
My sleep last night was so counterfeit. It was the worst sleep I've had in a long time.
Really?
Yeah, because my daughter had friends over.
Oh, yeah. Welcome to the club.
This is the same way you were last week, right?
Yeah. Last night.
And she had friends over on the screened-in porch.
Yeah.
All right,
making a ruckus.
Just loud. And I'm just worried about other people in the neighborhood complaining.
Yes.
And then, people are coming in and out of the...
Drinking?
No, they weren't drinking, but they were coming in and out of the bathroom, slamming the door. I mean, just...
Disrupting your REM
just
sleep.
Disregarding the parents upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her, I said, look, everyone has to be out by 11. Now, my wife talked me into a midnight curfew.
Meanwhile, you're asleep at 8.
I'm trying to go to bed.
Yeah.
But I'm always, you're the same way. It's hard to sleep when you know your daughter or your son has friends downstairs. You don't know what they're doing. So, I didn't get to sleep until midnight when they all left.
Right.
Well, then I looked outside. There was a million cars on the street.
That's how many people you had?
She said she's going to have 3 or 4 friends over. There must have been 15 cars out there.
Right. You had a party.
Essentially.
You had a party. Yeah,
no having Corona parties.
Now you know why I didn't sleep until midnight.
Well, my son declared himself the quarantine over. And it's just, I don't know what to do at this point. It's over. He's been out running around with his friends. And, we had him pretty well locked down for 10 weeks. And I waved the white flag at this point. So I don't know what to do. He had friends over last night. He told me last week one of the kids was in the hot tub with him and stayed in there for 45 minutes, which is way too long.
Way
got
too
up
long.
Out of it and then started to pass out, and Stevie had to catch him and basically save
See?
His life.
See? Yeah. I get mocked for years.
Yeah.
You're gonna have a hot tub fatality on your hands if you keep letting that happen.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right. 100%.
Can't let that happen on your watch.
Gonna get sued.
Yeah,
to everybody. Right.
How many doobies were smoked in that hot tub?
No. I don't know. I mean, I hope none. You know, we've had that talk, but what do I know? I can't stay up until midnight when I got to work. So, but I usually wake up come down here, and I see what's been left out. How many lights are on? And
right.
You know all of that.
Better hope there are no Papa Roaches next to that Offenbacher's hot tub.
Yeah. No, Papa I don't think so.
Drab wishes he was in that hot tub.
He does.
I was about 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Right. Was that with the cult?
No, it's my parents had a hot tub.
Oh. Right.
Rick, I went to the church for like 3 months. This thing's been so blown out of proportion.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but we love to bring it up. Yeah.
I know.
But so there's no more hot tub?
You know what we don't bring up enough of? Here's what we don't bring up enough of. That Drab's just lucky to be here because he was almost killed by a guy who's in prison for life. Why don't we bring that up more often?
I can't even
Drab's
remember
just
the
lucky
story.
To be here.
The guy robbed him, right? And then he later murdered people?
Yeah.
Is that right?
He murdered somebody just walking down the street, I think, unprovoked. Just.
But he robbed Drab like years before?
Yes.
Years before he became a murderer.
He murdered someone in 2013, I think.
Yeah, and when did he
robbed me in 2007.
Can I Google him? What's the guy's name?
Ravon Cotton.
Ravon Cotton, yeah. You Google him, you'll see a picture of me.
How do you remember the name?
I'll just never forget
that
name.
Did you go to court
name?
Over
he,
him?
He looks like a winner.
What do you mean, Drab remember the name? I'll never forget the name, and I wasn't robbed by him.
No, but I don't remember the details. Did you actually take him to court or something?
No. He got tackled by the police and charged with armed robbery.
Yeah, Drab got butt lucky because he walked like to a convenience store, and there were 100 cops there, and they arrested him.
I lived in a bad neighborhood in Phoenix and went for a soda run at at midnight.
Shocker.
You dummy.
Yeah. But I actually just looked him up this past weekend. I hadn't thought about him in a long time.
Yeah.
It said when he's his parole or when he's eligible to get out, it said natural life.
Right. All right.
Doesn't sound good.
That means never. It means he's never getting out. When we come back, Antonio Daniels, former Washington Wizards guard, now the voice of the New Orleans Pelicans, will join us right here on the Junkies.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. You can always check us out on TV on NBC Sports Washington. Joining us right now, one of our favorite guests, Antonio Daniels, who is now the color analyst for the New Orleans Pelicans, former Washington Wizard guard, and usually we have you on to talk hoops. But this is a different time, Antonio. It's been a crazy couple of months, but these riots and protests and George Floyd situation, you put out a very powerful tweet. Talk about your feelings here of late.
I don't even know where to start. Our country right now is not healthy. It's broken. And in the midst of a broken country, we are lacking leadership when it's needed most. And I know for myself and many people that I talk to and many people that look like me right now, we're not okay. In this world that we're living in now, we are not okay. And it's not just the George Floyd situation. You know, it's Philando Castillo. It's Eric Garner. It's Breonna Taylor. It's Ahmaud Arbery. You know, it's the fact that this continues to happen over and over again. And what truly bothers me, it's not just the fact that it continues to happen over and over again. It's the lack of empathy, the lack of people wanting to see our reality. Because when we speak on our reality and what it looks like from our eyes, it's called race baiting, or it's called playing the race card. And right now, America does not want to have uncomfortable situations. That's why people would rather talk about the looting than they would about the actual problem. People would rather talk about COVID-19 because it addresses everyone. COVID-19 has touched everyone, and it's a big deal and it's a big issue. But when we talk about racism, we can dodge the subject, or we can run and we can duck and put our head in the sand and not discuss it.
You know, one thing we were talking about earlier in the show, Antonio, it's a different perspective. You know, we're four white guys. I'm half Puerto Rican, but I look white. I've never experienced DWB, and many of my friends have. Can you talk about some circumstances you've had? You said that you have to have a talk with your two-year-old. I mean, that's not something I have to deal with or any of the four of us have to deal with. Talk about that.
You know, it's amazing the conversations that we are forced to have with our children earlier than we'd like to.
Right.
The conversation that my wife and I had with our 9-year-old daughter just 2 days ago breaks my heart. Breaks my heart that these are conversations that we have to have. That my daughter has to tell me, "Dad, I don't want you to leave the house because I don't want anything like that to happen to you. I want you to come home to us. Dad, I'm afraid of how this world is going to view AJ, who is our son, who turns 2 this Thursday." These are the conversations that we have to have at home. Everybody doesn't have these conversations. So it's not a race card that's being played. No, we're not stoking the flames of racism. That's not how it works. This is our reality, and these are things that we have to deal with. I have been stopped driving numerous times, and I've had to talk with my mother. It doesn't make a difference how much money I made and what I've accomplished. The fact that I've graduated college, I'm educated, I have a 13-year NBA career, I have an NBA championship ring in my safe, all of these different things. I'm a devoted husband and father. When I get stopped by the cops, I'm nervous as hell. I had to talk with my mother. when you're stopped, it doesn't make a difference how old you are and what you've accomplished. You put your hands where they can see them, and you are respectful. You answer, no, sir, no, ma'am, yes, sir. You don't talk back. You do what they ask you to do. But what's disturbing is even when you do that, sometimes that's not enough.
Hmm. Yeah. Can I ask you this, Antonio? When you've been stopped by a white cop, and they come up and they look at your ID and they realize who you are they more polite?
Yes.
So that when they realize who you are and that you're an NBA baller and you got a championship ring, they're more polite.
Yes.
To you.
Some might not recognize him.
That's true.
Yeah. But here's the thing. I don't want to make this a black and white issue because it's not just white cops.
Good. I'm glad you said
that's the thing. This is everything that America's going through right now. It's not black versus white, you know. And I think that's the misconception that's out there. When anytime you put something out there, it's here we go with the race card. Oh, it's black. No, this is not black versus white. To me, this is right versus wrong. To me, this is all of us versus racism. It's not a black versus white issue.
Right.
You know, I have different colleagues and friends of mine that have reached out to me over the past couple of days, and they feel guilty for being white. And I tell them, don't feel guilty for being white. Feel guilty for being silent. In a time like now, because now more than ever, all of our voices are needed. So it's easy to run and hide and avoid uncomfortable conversations. But as white people, and I don't want to speak for white people just the same as I don't want white people to speak for me. Your voice is powerful. Your voice is so incredibly powerful because we've seen what protest gets us. You know what people say? You know, they're going about it the wrong way. So when Colin Kaepernick takes a knee, he becomes the most hated man in America. When he does it silently, he's the most hated man in America. You know, at the Olympics, when John Carlos and they raise their fist, they become two of the most hated men in America. That's silent protest. And that's the wrong way to do it, according to America. No. Don't do it that way. But then when you go out and you riot, and because your voice is not being heard, now that's the wrong way to do it as well. And Martin Luther King, something that he said when he was in prison, is he said, this is what white people would say at this time. I agree with you and the goal that you seek, but I cannot agree with your methods of your direct action. You know what that means? There is no right way to have your voice being heard. If you do it silently, we're offended. And if you do it loudly, we are offended. Where is the in-between? Where is the gray area where it's okay? Because basically, when you do it silently and you're not being heard, and you do it loudly and you're not being heard, it's basically America telling you, in retrospect, shut up and take what we're giving you.
I don't believe that. I'm sorry, Antonio. I believe that there's a place for peaceful protest. And I have people arguing with me on Twitter, you know, about, you know, pointing out that, listen, the peaceful protests are just. We're all in this together and believe that. But you cannot also ignore the thousands of idiots that are taking advantage of this situation to wreak havoc. And they ruin it for everyone.
Don't hear what I'm not saying. No. I'm not saying. Here's the thing. I'm not saying peaceful protest is not beneficial.
Yeah.
But where has peaceful protest gotten us? This is 2020 that we're talking about.
Yeah. Well,
I am not excusing by any stretch of the imagination some of the other things that are going on in this world. I am not. But I refuse to let all of the other things that are going on in this world, in this country right now, take my vision and my focus off of why these things are happening.
Mm-hmm. Antonio, do you think that this is going to be a flashpoint and different than other times? You know, here in Washington, the Wizards put out a statement. It's easy to put out statements, but then weeks pass, months pass. Do you think it's actually going to effectuate real change?
I hope so. I do hope so. And I'm not I don't.
But what does your gut tell you?
This feels different. This feels different to me. You can go back to different situations throughout the course of history that I've been blessed to be alive for where
But wait a minute. But Antonio, Rodney King, same thing. Riots, I mean, right, didn't change.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Exactly what I'm saying. Same thing. This feels different. And that's just the point I was getting to. There have been things that I have been a part of and been blessed to be alive to see. Trayvon Martin situation, the Rodney King situation. This, for some strange reason, feels different. And I'm going to tell you why. Because when you turn on the television and when you see this, it's not just black that's out there. There's a number of white allies. There's a number of people that don't look like me that are out there to have their voice being heard. Because as Proverbs 31 says, we are called to be a voice for the voiceless. And there are so many people out there now that understand the responsibility that they have to be a voice for the voiceless.
Yeah, I wanted to talk to you about that, Antonio. We're talking to Antonio Daniels, longtime NBA player, played with the Wizards. Now he's the voice of the Pelicans. You know, I'm sure you watched The Last Dance, and one of the big points there, I mean, I don't know if it was a big point, but they brought up the whole Republicans buy sneakers too with Michael Jordan. He was a guy who, at the time, shied away publicly from inserting himself in politics. Do you think more and more of the current players, the LeBron Jameses of the world, do get involved and rise up?
Yes. Yes, I do. I do. I feel like it's a responsibility to everyone.
And some of them already have. Like, I saw Jaylen Brown was involved. I saw Malcolm Brogdon in Atlanta.
It's a lot of guys that are involved. And I feel like it's a responsibility to have your voice be heard for everyone. You know, I feel like the Lord blesses us all with two things. He blesses us all with purpose and a platform. Some platforms are bigger than others, but we all have purpose. We all have purpose. And to have your voice out there to be heard is incredible. It is incredible. People need to know that they are not in this alone. And for myself, I'm not just paying attention to what's being said and who's saying it. I'm also paying attention on what's not being said and who's choosing silence during these times.
Antonio, this is, I don't want to bring up a negative, but and I think more there should be more hype and appreciation for the person who actually caught this on video, because if it wasn't caught on video, the cops could have said anything about the death or cause of death, and obviously no one would know. But that's another story for another day. I didn't want to bring up a negative, but can you imagine if this officer who's under, you know, he's been charged with third-degree murder and manslaughter, if he gets off, can you imagine what the protests are going to be like then?
Here's the thing. This is right now about Derek Chauvin, but right now it's been one officer arrested, and it should be four officers persecuted. Prosecuted. Like, you know, here's the thing.
Eventually they might. There's a lot of pressure.
But the question is, it's right. What's taking so long? That's the question you ask. You know, this to actually see this over and over again, to have my daughters see this over and over again. And this is why I ask for empathy. This is what I would like to see for people that don't look like me. If you can look on the ground and you can see George Floyd, or you can look on TV and see Trayvon Martin or Eric Garner or anyone else and not see yourself, not see your husband, your father, your brother, your nephew, or your son, picture, if you could, and how your perspective would be different. It's, you know, here's the thing about racism. We had a Bible study in our home yesterday with my family. My family, my wife is Mexican, so a lot of her family is Mexican. And I told them, we don't want to address situations until it touches us. And that's where this needs to be different, because racism may not touch you, but just because it doesn't touch you does not mean that it shouldn't impact you or it shouldn't affect you. Anytime you hear Black Lives Matter, you know what the response is? No, 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 all lives matter. Well, if all lives matter, then George Floyd being killed on the ground should impact you the same way it impacts me and my family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. We talked about this for a good hour and a half before you came on. I just don't, and a lot of people feel this way, and I can understand why, Antonio. I can understand why, you know, a black guy in America feels this way. But I just don't want to lump Derek Chauvin in with all of the good cops, that all the good things that they do just gets unnoticed and taken for granted, because there is a large portion, I don't know what percentage, you know, of cops that are just good dudes. And they do the right thing.
You know what? My niece is a deputy sheriff in Tampa. I know all cops aren't bad.
Mm-hmm.
I know that. But you know what this country has always done? Lumped everyone in together.
Right.
That's
right.
What we've always done. It's not just cops. You know what I mean? I would love to say that all cops aren't bad cops, because I know all cops aren't bad cops. With that same energy, I want to hear that all black men aren't a threat.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. All cops definitely are bad cops. I have had some interactions with some fantastic cops, great cops, who understand their power and position and how to go about doing their job to protect and to serve. I would never say that.
Mm-hmm.
But the way that the energy that we have with that is the same energy I would like to see with us as black men. Because no, all cops aren't bad cops. No way, no how. But all black men aren't a threat either.
No question. 100%.
Again, the only thing that I fear here is these guys going to trial. I think that those other three guys will get charged with something. I don't know if it'll be the manslaughter that Chauvin got, but I think they'll be charged with something. But my fear is when those guys go to trial, and it's going to be up to a jury, and juries have black and white and maybe Hispanic, Asian, whatever, all sorts of people, that's going to be, if they end up getting a not guilty verdict, then Minneapolis and the rest of the country is going to do it again.
I'm going to tell you what's disturbing, though. Think about what it says about our system as a whole. For Derek Chauvin to kneel on an unarmed man's neck for 9 minutes with the body cam, know that he's being recorded, not just by his own body cam, other cops' body cams, and by numerous cell phones that are in the area that he's looking at, and it not once crossed his mind that what he is doing in that instance is criminal. This is my issue. Have we become so immune to seeing this that some feel like it doesn't matter what happens, that they'll avoid the punishment anyway?
Mm-hmm.
Because here's the thing. If we go back and we look at history, Philando Castillo, the cop who shot him, who unloaded the clip on him, walked.
All right.
Eric Gardner, the cop who choked him out, walked and was fired 5 years later. So have we become so immune to seeing this, and have certain cops become so immune to this sort of behavior that they feel like it doesn't matter what happens if it goes to judge and jury, that they're above the punishment anyway?
Well, Antonio, I mean, it's a really tough topic. Hopefully things are changing, and it is a flashpoint, and people rise up, and people focus on some of the peaceful protests. Like I keep mentioning what we saw in Colorado versus the looting and riots, which obscures what's beneath the surface. Yes, there was a death, but there's a lot of things beneath that. And that's an accumulation, too, of a lot of things in the last month, which have all been captured on video, from the Central Park incident to Ahmaud Arbery to George Floyd. It's been an accumulation.
Right. Right. And the thing is, it's not just a George Floyd situation.
Right, right.
You know, you can go back and look at name after name after name and family after family after family that have been impacted.
No question about it. Antonio, we're tight on time. I know you know how it works. We love talking to you all the time. And hopefully next time we can talk to you about Zion Williamson.
Let's talk
Amen,
again
fellas.
Before.
You guys have a blessed day.
You too, man.
Thank you, Antonio.
Let's talk again before the season starts again. That'd be great.
That's Antonio.
I want to touch on a couple things he said when we come back. I know we're up against the break.
All right, let's do that. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. By the way, I didn't know if I was going to be able to do the show today because I had no internet for like 3 or 4 hours last night. Mm-hmm. And then I had to unplug the router, and I kept hitting reset, and I kept putting it in and doing it over and over again, and still no internet. And then finally at midnight, I realized that one of the wires I was just putting into the wrong slot.
Oh, shocker.
It was that simple. Like I kept going to the computer, and you know when your computer does like a diagnostic, it says, you have no connection, run your diagnostic. It never leads to anything. And I knew it was the router, and I just kept hitting the reset button. Then it had a WPS button. It says to reboot, hold this for 10 seconds, and nothing was happening. And I was this close to saying, I'm just going to have to send a text. I'm either going to have to drive into D.C. I can't do the show. And then finally I was like, let me just move around these wires. And then I got lucky.
That's a Bish mistake right there. That's something I would do. I actually called Drab up. I don't know. What day did I call you, Drabby? Saturday?
Saturday, yeah.
Because my wife and daughters want to go to the beach next weekend. Okay, stay at the condo, you know, the Mooney condo, formerly the one that I owned.
Yes.
And, you know, he's got a router there. I mean, technically you can do the show from wherever.
Right.
As long as they have a router. But, you know, you're always worried, well, is it really going to work somewhere else? I know it works here in this office where I am at my house.
Right.
If I take my computer and the Comrex all the way down to the beach, is there going to be a glitch? And if there's a glitch, then I got to turn around and come back home. That's just going to suck. But I might try it.
You should try it.
I might try it.
Do it from a different spot.
Yeah, I'll do it from the patio overlooking Layton's Diner.
You 100% should.
I might do that. And then I could do the Saturday show from there as well.
Yeah. You're damn right. I'm trying to go to the beach.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get out of here and go to the beach.
I just need to get
days.
Out, man. I just need to get out of here.
Yeah. Well, like I say, the quarantine's officially over. That's
I haven't even paid attention to the numbers. You pay more attention than I do. What are the national numbers? What are the local numbers?
I mean, they're just going down.
Everything's going down? Okay.
Yeah, I mean
it's about 105,000 deaths now.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the dailies. Are the dailies
cases? Yeah,
that's
declining. In most states, I think there are flare-ups in like Alabama and Arkansas and California, maybe.
I'm not sure. The cases, you can almost throw away the case count. It just what you have to take into account is the hospitalization.
Right,
and
right.
The
I'm talking about hospitalizations and deaths.
Yeah, and those are what you worry about. And it's. I mean,
I
it's
did
just,
see in Sweden, by the way, the latest is that they have 10 times more deaths now than Norway, and everybody was hyping up Sweden's approach.
Well, it's just it is what it is, and you can. I mean, the data is just clear, and even NPR acknowledged it yesterday. The CDC acknowledged it. The death rate on this thing is projected to be what looks like about 0.26, heavily skewed towards the older population, which is awful. It's not to dismiss any of it. All of the deaths are terrible. But fortunately, and it's good news, and I don't know why people don't take it as good news, the general healthy public under 65 is largely not at risk.
And there, I don't know anybody who doesn't take that as good news. Who's not taking it as good news?
Well, I don't know why. I mean, it should open up the country, frankly. It should. We need to protect and lock down our elderly population.
Well, hasn't it? It's opening up, even here in Montgomery County. Started at 6 a.m.
But they're doing it 40 million unemployed people too late. I mean, this should have happened. This data has been out for a while. This should have happened 6 weeks ago, frankly, when this information started coming in. But we got caught up in a whole mask or not mask thing and all these weird things.
It was really political, still
it's,
is.
It's all political.
Hey, let's free MGM National Harbor. Okay, yeah. Let's focus on the important things.
That's a whole other discussion.
Let's get our priorities straight.
But what's good is...
We need to gamble!
What's good is the numbers are going down, like you said. Yeah. And these states and counties are opening up. Maybe slowly, but at least they're opening up.
Did you go out Saturday night, Jason? You talked about hitting a restaurant.
I went to Evergreen Country Club for dinner, sat out on the patio.
Well, you're a member there, right?
I am a member.
Wow. That helps.
But it was great because it was a beautiful day. And it was a beautiful day. And they had about, 10 tables out spread apart, right? The server had the mask and the gloves. It was just awesome. It was just good to get out. Took my wife and my daughters. They loved it because they had never seen it before. They'd never been out there. It's a great drive, and we just had a great meal and had a glass of wine, and that's exactly what I was longing for it.
Now, Eric, you wanted to comment on something AD said?
Well, it just – yeah, and I can't even remember exactly what it was, but it's difficult because I guess the idea is this a systemic thing? But, these cops have been educated, I'm sure – for years and years and years about this kind of thing. And yet these guys that do this, and I do believe we all agree they're in the minority, they're psycho. I don't know how.
That's true on that thing, but the systemic problems are more like when Antonio was talking about it, or I have friends, you have friends, who get pulled over for simply driving while black.
I don't know how to make that go away.
Right,
but that's not what this protest is
about.
And
I don't even know if that'll ever go away.
Well,
One
would hope that it changes over time, that things are better now in the year 2020 than they were in 1960.
Sure, but they're still protesting over the same things. And think about how long that's been. That's, 60 plus years.
Well, it takes a long time to change a culture.
Yeah, I understand that.
It takes generations, obviously. It takes a long time.
I just don't know how we're going to stop this.
It took time to change the view on... on lesbians and gays getting married, but ultimately it changed, and there became equality there.
Yeah, nobody thinks that someone should be pulled over because of the color of their skin. Literally, nobody thinks that, but yet some people still do it. I don't know. How do you change that?
All right, remember, you can hit the rewind feature on radio.com. We got to get out of here. Grant and Danny coming up next, right here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.